Hello and welcome to Loving Me, Myself, and Life with me, Jody Misiak. And today I want to talk about life a little bit more. And life can have many roadblocks and detours. It's what we do with them that really matters. So if you've been listening for a while, you might have heard that, you know, we made this life change of like moving across the country to be by ocean and more wildlife and nature. And we had it all in place. Like I was so connected to myself when we made this decision together, my husband and I, and we were like, everything was just like flowing and flowing. And then, you know, the world went crazy in March, right? So we were actually just, I think, a week and a half away from selling our house when everything closed down. School shut down and this and, like, everything. So we had to put everything on hold. Now, I'm not going to lie. I was not super impressed that, you know, my dreams were just kind of put on hold. There's an episode I did a while back about being open and honest about how I was feeling at that time. So I'm not sure which episode that is offhand, but I did mention, you know, my feelings of what was going on, and it was challenging. However, once I took a step back and just kind of opened up space, it's like, and allowed, when I finally let go, actually the big one was when I finally let go, when I let go of my expectations of what things should look like and just allowed life to be, boom, everything happened again. Like all of a sudden our real estate agent called and she's like, okay, we're ready. The market's going back and boom, 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 boom. Everything started flowing again. Everything. Like even when I wasn't in the allowing stage, I would watch the houses that I had as favorites out on in the West Coast be sold. And I was like, what? People are still buying homes, but I can't sell our house. And all this crazy. And I'm like, I can't go over there to see it. I can't fly and all this crazy stuff. So I was like, I was disappointed and sad and frustrated. But when I just stopped looking at the emails, I'm like, well, there's no point looking at these houses right now. I'm not going there right now. We'll like just let it be. And I just, like I said, I let things go. I was like, it will all happen in perfect timing. It will all happen in perfect timing. Literally, in like probably less than a week, maybe a week or so, we got the call and things started moving again. And things moved fast. It was like, oh, we'll set it up. We actually probably could have put our house up a little sooner than we did. But I really wanted to allow some time just to celebrate my son's birthday in there and not focus on kind of having to clean the house and get it staged and everything. So we delayed it just a little bit so we could enjoy and celebrate my son's birthday because it was a lot different than it was that we wanted to anyways. So we wanted to make sure that he had a birthday that was still pretty incredible, given the circumstances around life. So it's about letting go. So I definitely have my control issues at times, and I'm really working on allowing and trusting the guidance of the universe and listening to my inner guides so much more. And when I do, things flow so much better. But when we push and we try and control and we try to make things happen and we manipulate the situation to work out in our favor, things don't always go smoothly, if at all, sometimes. So it's not about sitting around and doing absolutely nothing. Like we had everything set up, right? It was just now a waiting game, waiting and just allowing it to be the perfect time. And it just all flowed just so beautifully, because then once our house sold, I was like turned around and told the realtor out west that, you know, we're ready to like go look at homes, and the market started picking up there, and because things actually went on hold there for a while. And funny, when I actually went to go book my hotel down there, it was the first day that the hotel that I wanted to book there was open. So like just everything again flowed. So it's being very careful that we don't over control the situation. And just so if you're sitting there and life just doesn't feel like it's flowing the way you would like it to, or maybe you just had a major detour or a roadblock or both happen, allow space to just be there And then it's time to practice patience. And I know how hard that can be because I have a hard time practicing patience myself a lot of the time. But any time in my life when I let go, when I stop controlling the outcome and I just allow life to be, and obviously ready and willing and being alert, because it's not about like just zoning out and eating ice cream all day and binge watching on Netflix or whatever it is that you might be doing. If you're, it's being open and allowing for things to come in. It's being very clear on your why and what you want your world to look like, to really keep visualizing and just dreaming, keeping hope and faith within your heart and just being. But like you don't just have to like numb out the world either. It's being open to possibilities. So when a detour or a roadblock come up, they might knock you off your feet. I know it knocked me off mine because I was so like, yes, let's do this. And then I was like, whoop, roadblock, you know, so actually detour. So it's okay to get knocked down when the roadblock or detour come up into your life. It's okay to feel frustrated, angry even, that things weren't going according to plan. Feel it. Be with it. Just don't live there. Feel it and then move forward into a healthier, more loving environment. And it might even just be take a step to the right and be like, ah, focus on your breath. Focus on your why. Embrace the moment you're in. We just talked about last week. Celebrate the little wins. Like for us, I was just excited that our house was clean and disorganized or was organized. It wasn't cluttered anymore. It was decluttered. I embraced that. And I looked at these, you know, all different things. And I was like, oh, thank goodness we didn't put those shelves away in storage like the stager wanted and different things. Like I look for any thing and everything to celebrate in those moments. Because it's really easy to look for things to be frustrated about when you're like heading towards a dream or goal and then something comes up and stops you. It is really, can be really like knock you off your feet, make you angry and frustrated or just sad and miserable and depressed even. But it's what you do with it that matters the most. Like I said, feel it. Be with it for a little bit. You don't have to just act like everything's fine and dandy and, oh, whatever, okay, that's fine. Like you, if you're feeling hurt, if you're feeling frustrated, if you're feeling those things, feel them. Just don't live there too long. Move into a higher vibration. And that's where I come in as a coach too. I help my clients move up to a higher vibration. And it's just one of those things. So be there. You're allowed to feel those emotions. You're allowed to feel things. We're human. We can feel disappointed. Heck, man, I felt super disappointed. And I don't even know. It was a while. Like, I was feeling really mopey. You know, I'd have some highs. I'm like, woohoo, like, okay, life's good. And I'm like, oh, like, I felt like just things weren't working. I'm like, well, what happened? Things were flowing. It's in these, like, little detours and roadblocks that we really get to learn more about ourselves, about life, and we really get to grow. There's a lot of growing going on, a lot of like just growing pains even throughout this whole time of having the kids home, waiting and just being and learning more patience. I again also got to believe and strengthen my faith that everything that is meant to be will work out. And I had a saying that was on a piece of paper that I wrote literally once everything happened. So I leaned on this affirmation. I've leaned on many more affirmations when I had, you know, struggles or challenges pop up in life. But this is always a good one. And it's from Louise Hay. And it's all is well in my world. Everything is working out for my highest good. Out of this situation, only good will come. I am safe. Now, there is another one, too. And I don't actually have it on me right now. Maybe I'll share it in the comments below later. And it's just reminding ourselves. So like affirmations are a really great way to ground us and remind us that, you know, out of this situation, only good will come. There's a spiritual solution for every problem. I believe that's Dr. Wayne Dyer. He actually wrote a book called that, I believe. I'm paraphrasing. These are all things that have helped remind me that, you know, we're always supported, regardless of what's going on in life. So, you know, if we're trying to paddle up a current, like we're not working with the universe, we're not allowing life to flow, we turn it around, we're like, okay, let's go this way, it's incredible what can happen. So just because life might throw detours and roadblocks at us doesn't necessarily mean that we're not meant to have that amazing whatever it is in our lives. It's just meant that maybe we have a little bit more growing or learning to do. Maybe we need to like become even a better version of ourselves, like really figure out who we are before we get there. We have no idea exactly what's going to happen from point A to point B, but we know we want to get to point B. So it's just allowing space and trusting that everything will work out for all that are involved and all for the greater good of all. So it's having trust and faith in yourself and in the universe and whatever you may believe in, and just allowing space and just, unfortunately, if you don't have patience, growing your patience as well. And it's just, it's really incredible what happens when you let go of your expectations, of like just release your grip. And somebody that really likes to be in control, that can be scary. But like anything, like a confidence muscle that I talk about and different things, anything can, the more with practice, can be strengthened, right? Like, so weightlifting, you know, you can maybe only pick up 2 pounds and eventually it's 5 and then 10. And, you know, the more you do something, the stronger you get with whatever it is. Like I tell my daughter too, when she's trying to go from training wheels to no training wheels, and it's like, it takes time. Like, we don't just get there overnight. And it's the same thing. However, when you practice patience, the more you do it, the better you get. And same with faith and trust. The more you allow, the more you just let go, the easier it gets over time. I'm not saying it's not there still. I definitely fall into old habits. It's incredible. You know, you can really build up a lot of amazing new habits. And then something changes in your life and you can fall back because they're comfortable. There's something, maybe you've had it throughout your childhood. It can be beliefs and it can be different habits. You know, like when you're feeling emotional, maybe you don't want to face them, so you just watch TV all day. You don't want to sit in quiet space. I know for me, for a while there, when I was just starting my self-love journey, I just had my calendar packed full. Like, I couldn't have a quiet moment to myself. I like to relax and I like to just be, but it needed to be filled with noise, like TV, or like I had to be out with friends, and I just, or the gym. Like, I constantly, it was till yoga was introduced into my life that I was like, oh, space is good. And then I allowed more of it in, and it just was more and more. And now I know how important allowing quiet space in my life. Like, I know how important it is to just be present, be mindful, and be aware. Be aware of like what you're feeling, what you're maybe resisting, holding on to, what you might be running away from. So it's very important to just be aware of how you react when things are going on. And again, just like I said before many, many times, this is not about beating yourself up. It's just be mindful. So the next time a roadblock comes up or a speed bump or, you know, a detour, just be mindful of how you react. For me, I personally, I don't react well a lot of the time. Now, if I'm planted in like a very empowered state, I can really react well. It just takes some practice being there. But sometimes, like if I really had my heart set on something, I will react not so great, not so graceful. However, I usually change it real quick. It's like, wait a second, this is not helpful. You know, when you're angry or growly or you're frustrated, you're like annoyed because you put blame on somebody else. It's like, wait a second, blaming somebody else does not help me right now. It might make me feel slightly better, but it doesn't help me. And it's just slowly working up and shifting, shifting and changing perspective to get you to a different place so you can let go and allow life to flow more freely. And then you will obviously, like, one day you'll just look and open your eyes and it's like, oh, I'm at my destination. Cool. And now, again, that doesn't mean that you can just close your eyes and just drift away and not take any actions, because I totally have taken many actions to make this life change. However, controlling all the little details is not always helpful, but it's just taking those action steps in between. So I am going to share next week what the other side of fear looks like. So I'm going to share with you the fears that I had surrounding this move. I'm recording all these just before I go on my trip, so I actually don't want to record the next one until I come back, so I can really come from a place of authenticity and really speak from the heart of where I am on the other side. Because I'm just about to hop on a plane, like, in a few days, and I've definitely had to work through some fear. I'm pretty sure I had a small anxiety attack last night, and I moved through that with meditation and breathing. And change can be really hard sometimes. So if you're doing a change, like, you're not alone. And I'm not just making this change by myself. It's my family and, you know, my husband, you know, kids, everything. So I am going to come back and talk about, you know, what's on the other side of fear. Because, like, everything that, you know, all you want is on the other side of fear. Think back to anything you've done out of change. You probably had a little bit of butterflies. I know when I first started coaching, I almost threw up on my first call. because it's nerve-wracking, you know? So fear is real, okay? It's totally real, but it doesn't have to run your life. So I'm going to share with you more about that. But I will be completely honest. It's definitely been a little nerve-wracking. And just releasing the resistance that I have. And it's also knowing, like, when it's my ego speaking or old beliefs or other people's beliefs versus my own. And that is why it's also very, like, I talked about it in, like, the Struggles Real episode, as where it's really important to be in tune with who you are so you can make these decisions a little less out of fear. But there's been so many places, times in my life that I've moved through fear. And last night, I had that, like, knot in my in my stomach. And that is, I now know that feeling as I am doing something that is new and exciting and so meant to be. Like, it's so worth it. It's just that I have to get through that hurdle. So fear can definitely be a paralyzing thing. I've just experienced it so many times in my life going through, like, the empowerment coaching program and teaching, like, when I went through for even being a fitness instructor and teaching my first class and just so many different things in life that I now know what it feels like to move through it or where I'm about to in a good way. Like, because fear is there to save our lives, right? Like, that's why we have fear. Like, oh, there's a tiger chasing us. We need to run. But now, like, we have so much other things in life, like, that fear can creep in on us and play silly games. So it's knowing that difference. So next week, I really want to come. I'm going to record fresh for my trip. And I want to share with you what's on the other side of fear. What happens when I go from, like, where I'm at right now? You know, I'm making a huge decision. The goal is to pinpoint down a house and make an offer. And that can be paralyzing at times, especially when I feel like it's a lot on my shoulders. Like, luckily, my husband and I will have many conversations over the phone while I'm house hunting and searching and everything like that. And I also have wonderful tools in my bag. You know, I follow Gabby Bernstein and things. And, you know, I know the universe has my back, and I've been practicing a lot of amazing techniques to know when it's, you know, the universe is supporting me, signs and things like that. So I've definitely been asking for guidance along my journey and making these decisions. So I very much am working on my faith and my trust muscles as I enter into this next phase. But I will be completely honest, there's definitely a lot of fear too. Like, I'm making a decision that, you know, doesn't just affect me. It affects my husband and my two kids. And then obviously family that won't see us as often either. So it's getting really clear. And then also knowing when it's my ego jumping in. And I already know I've had different people's voices in my head as I've over the last couple of days where I'm like, okay, that's not my voice. That's somebody else that just shared this with me when I told them. So it's being, it's understanding when it's you and when it's not you, or when it's an old belief creeping in. So I will come back a changed woman. No, I'm kidding. I will come back from my trip and I will share with you what happens after you, like I take a pretty big step here. This isn't just a dreaming. This isn't just like visualizing and hoping and praying and all this. I'm actually taking major steps towards my dream. And it's very scary at times into the uncertainty, right? Like we're moving into a different province. They do things differently. They don't actually have junior kindergarten. They only have senior. So my son doesn't go to school next year. Like we're in it in so different ways. But when I focus on what we're leaving behind, it get really scary. But we got to focus on why we're moving there and things like that. So, you know, a more laid back lifestyle near the ocean and less snow, and just embracing what my husband and I have been talking about for years. Like we actually sat down and we realized that we've been talking about this since our daughter was little, like a baby, and possibly even earlier than that. But I remember having a conversation with one of his friend's moms, and she like, because I'm like, I can't move. We have family here. Like, what would they think? And I was always in the mindset of about other people. And she's like, they love you. They'll be happy for you. So like, this has been a work in progress for over 7 years. It took me 7 years to become the person I needed to be to make this life change. And it's still scary at times when you stop and overanalyze things too much. Like when I was in the motions of like, yes, yes. And like, this is working. This is it. This is what we want. And like being in that moment, like, yeah, of course, this is what we want. And then you have some time, some quiet space to overanalyze things. That's when fear can come in. So talked on and on about fear, but I share with you next week. When I come back, like it'll be a few weeks from recording to recording, but I will share with you what it's like on the other side of fear. What happens? I'm sure I'll share more fears. I'm going on a plane. Flying isn't the greatest right now at this time. I'm very fortunate that we can fly from province to province. I don't like wearing masks. I feel very suffocated. And I have to wear one for at least 5+ hours on a plane. So that alone has some personal fears going in. And then I get to fly on a little plane, pontoon plane, to get me to where I want to be. So excited, again, mixed with a little bit of uncertainty fear, because I don't fly that often. So it's all these new things. So I'm going to share with you, like there's definitely fears there. And I get to share with you what it feels like on the other side of that next week. I hope you stay tuned and I hope you have a beautiful, beautiful week. Embrace those roadblocks and detours that show up. They're just little lessons sprinkled along your journey. If everything was free sailing all the time, we wouldn't learn, grow, and evolve into the person we are today. I hope you have a beautiful day. Take care. Bye for now.